I mean, chunk play after chunk play after chunk play, and finding himself open. Clint, Nico Collins has been sensational all year long, and was again, like we talked about it last week, boy, it took him a while to get him the ball. It shouldn't be 5 minutes left in the second quarter before he gets his first catch.
Yeah.
That happened right off the bat. They got him early and often.
Yeah, it was impressive, obviously, Sunday. It's been impressive all year long. I think, you know, Nico Collins has added to his resume, if you will. And I figured Tank Dell, in fact, I remember having the conversation with you, I figured Tank Dell would be the guy that would end up putting up bigger numbers this year because of his off-script, off-platform chemistry, if you will, with C.J. Stroud. Well, I know Tank's been injured, but let's be honest, even when Tank was available, that guy this year has been Nico Collins on top of everything else that he's been able to do. So you talk about just the Nico Collins resume he continues to put up big numbers. The resume continues to grow. The deal that the Houston Texans signed with him last year, thank God they didn't listen to me and want to see another year to sign that contract, because that contract is more and more of a discount the better that he plays.
Well, so, it looks like a steal now.
Oh, it's a steal, man. And so that's beautiful to watch. The thing about Nico, it's the same point, but the two different meanings, right? Is one, it's so impressive in terms of how it's getting done. This isn't a bunch of go routes that he's catching or a bunch of deep routes where the safeties are dropping low and he's getting over the top of the defense. There's none of that. I mean, everything he's doing is either him finding CJ in a scramble drill, or it's on time, on schedule, and it's him understanding the game to a whole nother level. It's great route running. It's great feel for zone defenses and when to settle and when not to settle. It's just, I don't, as an old QB, Ron, it's so beautiful to watch the dude do his work, because it's not about fundamentals and technique, but it's just so like football 101. You know what I mean? The guy's running great routes. The guy's got great hands. He's running after catch, and he's aggressive after catch. Like I said, great feel in these zones. In game, he's not doing a bunch of dancing. He's catching it, and he's getting north. You know, it's just there's – it's like teaching tape with Nico Collins, man.
And clearly now, as we're 4 weeks into it, and he by far leads the league in receiving yards, this ain't a deal of, yeah, hey, Stephon Diggs is taking this coverage from him. Mm-hmm. Tank Dell didn't play yesterday. It ain't Tank Dell's taking. The focus has to be moving towards him, yep, and he is still 15 targets,
yep,
still getting open. The way he is getting open, man, he is, like I said, well, I first to step up, man. I thought, boy, he made a big improvement. And, you know, I thought, boy, let's see what he does coming off of last year, where he's taking this thing on up to a completely different level.
You know, the thing is, it's not as sexy as, you know, some of your top receivers, in a sense of Justin Jefferson going 97 yards and Jamar Chase doing what he does and how he puts up numbers. It's not as sexy as those guys, but again, it's so much more convincing, because the on platform, on schedule stuff where he's made the majority of his, over the 2 years, where he's made the majority of his plays, it's working a defense over. It's not like him physically going out there and just being a superior athlete, just throw me the ball type stuff, right? He understands, and there's a great feel and there's great chemistry. And the reason I lean so heavily into that, Ron, is because that is something that travels anywhere and everywhere. That is something that an offensive coordinator can call on and go, I know if I get the look that we typically get with this formation, we can throw the 18-yard in route to my left. I know if I get that look, CJ, if CJ gets this look, CJ can damn near make this throw with his eyes closed. And the rate in which CJ and Nico do that is super convincing, and it's super powerful on offense. It's not just throw it up to a guy. It's a guy out there that understands every single coverage and understands all the intricacies of the game, and clearly is on the same page with his quarterback. And, boy, when you got that, it's hard to stop.
Well, and it's clear that Bobby Slowick is trying to get him in matchups, because not Diggs, not saying he's not, but trying to, like, the touchdown he caught was to put him in the slot so he could be lined up against Cisco, because he wanted him to exploit him in that matchup. He knew if he sent Dari Ogunbowale out wide that the corner would go out and flex out to him, and he would have his best guy, Nico Collins, on Cisco, the safety, and he just left him in the middle of the field. And it was just more proof of, hey, that's who we want to try to get the ball to. I heard someone saying in the press box, maybe it was Reggie, maybe it was John, I'm not sure, maybe it was Pendergast, maybe I'll just name everybody that was sitting down there. But one of them was, there's no question. Maybe it was Patrick Creighton. There's no question who the number one receiver is. And not just by his numbers, but now, Clint, we talked about who are they going to try to get the ball to. Yeah, we thought it was Diggs. Yeah. They're putting him in positions because they want him to exploit certain matchups. And he has come through time and time again. Big time.
Well, I think, you know, absolutely who the number one receiver is. And I think there might be games where Diggs is like game plan towards to get, you know, to get a matchup or touches or whatever. But I think we've come to a point where over four quarters, as long as Nico's healthy and he's on the damn field for 80%+ of the snaps, he's going to get his. Like, just within the, whether they're game playing like we saw him do a little bit yesterday, like as you mentioned early, Bobby Slowick did it, or it's just in the flow of the game, it's the off-schedule stuff, or it's just your general offense that take the ball where the coverage dictates, Nico's going to get his when it's all said and done. Like, there may be games where Diggs gets more targets, but Nico's still going to get his production.
Yeah, Nico has a 103-yard lead in terms of most yards in football. All right, Clint, it wasn't all great, though. It wasn't all great, as there's some issues with, obviously, the penalties. Here was D'Amico yesterday post-game talking about his thoughts about the mental mistakes with the penalties.
Yeah, the penalties that bug me the most, and we have to get off of our tape and off of our team, is the mental penalties. That's the ones I can't stand, and I can't go for it. Like, we have to play smart. If we want to be a good football team, you have to play the game smart. And we talk about, you know, we look at other teams around the league, and we have meetings on these things, and guys just have to own up to it and be man enough to stand up and just play the game the right way. A lot of them just, you know, just bonehead penalties that are – and it's uncalled for, right? You don't need those. They're not helping us at all. When we had positive things that happened to us, and we're going backwards. We're in field goal range, and we go backwards because of our own mistakes. So, again, seem like I'm a broken record every time I stand up here. The Texans have to get out of the Texans' way for us to be a good team.
Well, clearly, Clint, we know what the problem is. We've identified the problem. This team struggles with discipline and not getting penalized, as they've had their third straight game with double-digit penalties. What's the solution? Like he said, a tired Texans got to get it. Yeah, we got it. What's the solution?
Well, that's the scary part. There's been so much of it that I don't think there's a quick fix, Ron. I when I look at it, I know there's a lot of heat on D'Amico and you know, he needs to get this right, and while I agree he's obviously got to make it a topic every day and make it a point of conversation and a point of emphasis at practice every single day, I'm at a point where I just don't know. I don't know if this ain't a player problem. Like, there's D'Amico can bitch and moan and bring it up in the media, and he can talk about guys specifically if they're asked about it. But when it's all said and done, like, I don't know. Like, this is a Laremy Tunsil problem. And I'm not talking about his penalty problem. I'm talking about, like, for him to address.